No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Well, hello there. It's July the 1st. I'm Jill. It's so good to be here with you, and can you believe that we are in the beginning of July? Maybe you can. Maybe you're like, yes, Jill, I can. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. We are in the thick of summer, in the thick of the heat here in Middle Tennessee. And we are also in the thick of the Bible. This is why we are here, to center ourselves around the Word of God. And boy, if you are here, I'd say well done. You are of the very small percentage of believers, or maybe you're not a believer yet, and you're just here to check all this out. So glad that you are. But the very small percentage of believers who actually have a relationship with the Word, the majority of professing Christians have not ever read the Bible and do not have a relationship with the Bible. You are not that person. So well done. So glad that you're here. And today we're going to jump in to a brand new book. Today we begin the book of Obadiah. We'll read chapter 1 and then we'll read Psalm 82 and 83. This week we are reading the contemporary English version. Obadiah chapter 1. The Lord God gave Obadiah a message about Edom, and this is what we heard. I, the Lord, have sent a messenger with orders for the nations to attack Edom. The Lord said to Edom, I will make you the weakest and most despised nation. You live in a mountain fortress because your pride makes you feel safe from attack. But you are mistaken. I will still bring you down, even if you fly higher than an eagle or nest among the stars. I, the Lord, have spoken. If thieves break in at night, they steal only what they want, and people who harvest grapes always leave some unpicked. But Edom, you are doomed. Everything you treasure most will be taken from you. Your allies can't be trusted. They will force you out of your own country, and your best friends will trick and trap you even before you know it. Edom, when this happens, I, the Lord, will destroy all your marvelous wisdom. Warriors from the city of Teman will be terrified, and you descendants of Esau will be wiped out. You were cruel to your relatives, the descendants of Jacob. Now you will be destroyed, disgraced forever. You stood there and watched as foreigners entered Jerusalem and took what they wanted. In fact, you were no better than those foreigners. Why did you celebrate when such a dreadful disaster struck your relatives? Why were you so pleased when everyone in Judah was suffering? They are my people, and you were cruel to them. You went through their towns, sneering and stealing whatever was left. In their time of torment, you ambushed refugees and handed them over to their attackers. The day is coming when I, the Lord, will judge the nations. In Edom, you will pay in full for what you have done. I forced the people of Judah to drink the wine of my anger on my sacred mountain. Soon the neighboring nations must drink their fill, then vanish without a trace. The Lord's people who escape will go to Mount Zion, and it will be holy. Then Jacob's descendants will capture the land of those who took their land. Israel will be a fire, and Edom will be straw going up in flames. The Lord has spoken. The people of Israel who live in the southern desert will take the land of Edom. Those who live in the hills will capture Philistia, Ephraim, and Samaria. And the tribe of Benjamin will conquer Gilead. Those who return from captivity will control Phoenicia. As far as Zarephath, captives from Jerusalem who were taken to Sepharad will capture the towns of the southern desert. Those the Lord has saved will live on Mount Zion and rule over Edom. Then the kingdom will belong to the Lord. Psalm 82 and 83. When all the other gods have come together, the Lord God judges them and says, "How long will you keep judging unfairly and favoring evil people? Be fair to the poor and to the orphans. Defend the helpless and everyone in need. Rescue the weak and homeless from the powerful hands of heartless people. None of you know or understand a thing. You live in darkness while the foundations of the earth tremble. I, the Most High God, say that all of you are gods and also my own children. But you will die just like everyone else, including powerful rulers. Do something, God. Judge the nations of the earth. They belong to you. Our God, don't just sit there silently doing nothing. Your hateful enemies are turning against you and rebelling. They are sly and they plot against those you treasure. They say, 'Let's wipe out the nation of Israel and make sure that no one remembers its name.' All of them fully agree in their plans against you, and among them are Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gabal, Ammon and Amalek, Philistia and Phoenicia. Even Assyria has joined forces with Moab and Ammon. Our Lord, punish all of them as you punished Midian. Destroy them as you destroyed Sisera and Jabin at Kishon Creek near Endor, and let their bodies rot. Treat their leaders as you did, Oreb and Zeb, Zeba and Zalmunna." All of them said, "We'll take God's valuable land. Our God, scatter them around like dust in a whirlwind, just as flames destroy forests on the mountains. Pursue and terrify them with storms of your own. Make them blush with shame until they turn and worship you, our Lord. Let them be forever ashamed and confused. Let them die in disgrace. Make them realize that you are the Lord Most High, the only ruler of earth." Short and sweet and to the point. Today we began and concluded the book of Obadiah. Obadiah is a very short book in the Old Testament, a prophetic book of the demise of Edom. And we are shortly approaching some of the Old Testament prophetic books of the Bible. And I got to tell you, you're going to have to strap in and hang on. It's going to be a minute that we're going to be there, and it can start sounding redundant. It can start sounding a bit, I guess, harsh if you're not understanding the context. It can sound judgmental, and that's exactly what it is. It is predicting the judgment of God at the disobedience of the Israelites, who promised and vowed a covenant with God to obey him, to turn from all other idols, and to worship only him. And we have seen the push and the pull all throughout the Old Testament, of them coming and them leaving, and them coming and them leaving. And this will continue. And it should make sense, because if we recognize it here in this space, in the pages and the words of the Old Testament, we should be able to see it and recognize it in the pages of our own lives. And this is the point of the Bible: to mirror that which we might not be able to see on our own, or maybe be willing to see on our own. There's a difference between unable and unwilling. I'm learning in therapy, and I don't know how to pick your worst of the two. You look at unable, they're just not able to see it. No matter what you say to them, no matter what you do, they just can't see it, or they just can't effectively do and make the change. Unwilling, they can see it. They're just not going to do it. Oof. Ouchie. Maybe we can all today make sure that we are not part of the club of the unwilling. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this space together, this safe space here together in your word. I thank you, God, for how your word pierces our heart. It causes uncomfortability, that's intentional to shake us from our complacency, our comfort zones, to rock our status quo, to make us realize we don't have this on our own. We do not have this all figured out, and we're not ever going to. Sometimes we pursue the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom, and sometimes we rest in the mystery of the unknown. And let you be God. Just have to be still and let you be God. But there is a difference in knowing when to move and when to be still. There's a difference in being unable and unwilling, and I pray, God, that we would be people that are both able and willing to do that which you ask us to do, to live a life that is separate, a life that doesn't look like the world, that does not look like everybody else. And it will cause us some harm. It will cause us some uncomfortability. It will cause us being on the outskirts of some societies, because all who claim to know you do not. But I pray that we would be people who know you intimately, because we know your word and we know your voice, and we are sheep who know the voice of your shepherd. Let it begin here and now today with me. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's talk about the long walk coming up July the 7th. Lace up your tennis shoes, grab your water, your hydration, your electrolytes, if you're my granddaughter. Stay hydrated, but come on out and join us on our International Daily Audio Bible Holiday, The Long Walk, July the 7th. Just get out and be alone with God and walk and move. See Him among His creation. See yourself among His creation and allow the Lord to speak to your heart. And you do that by speaking to Him. As we get closer to the event, we will let you know where to post your pictures and your videos to share with the community. It's such a sweet, special day, and I hope that you will join us July the 7th. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you, and boy, are we grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. Lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164, that is the number for chronological. Or again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right-ish section. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you're finished, hit the little red microphone, and then right below that on the right hand side, hit chronological, the white birch trees. Make sure that it gets to the right place. Well, that's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Oh, it doesn't matter anyways. This is your sister in Christ. Lord, I just wanted to lift a couple of people up. I am way behind back in mid-May, but two gentlemen had called in about their marriage. One had basically cheated on his wife emotionally, and the other felt very distant from his wife. His wife, he didn't feel loved or valued or cherished. I just wanted to lift these two gentlemen up and each of us up in prayer, the marriages that need prayer. God, we just come before you, Lord, and we pray that you would soften hearts, that you would make reconciliation possible and forgiveness, God, that there would be a changing of ways, Lord, and that you would soften their hearts and lead each of them to you in these marriages, God. Lord, we know that you cannot force anyone to change or to come back to a relationship, God, but we also know, God, that if is there anyone that can do it in anything, Lord, that you are the God of reconciliation. You are the God of forgiveness. I remind each and every one of us in our marriage relationships that forgiveness, although we reap the benefits, it's not really for us. It's so that we mirror Christ's love and forgiveness that he gave us on the cross to others. It is not an act of selfishness. It is an act of free will and a gift of love, just as God gave it to us. I just pray, Lord, that you would work in each of these relationships, that you would ultimately bring each of these hearts and these people to you, that they would come back under submission to your will and desire in their will for their lives, Lord, and that they would submit themselves to you. And as they submit to themselves to you, God, that you would give them the desires of their heart, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you would work in each of these men's life and each of the lives of each of our marriages, Father. God, we stand in agreement that the enemy will not win.
Good morning, DABC family. I want to pray for Rosalind in sunny South Florida. Miss Rosalind, we just praise the Lord for your health, and you're such a vital spirit. You're just so bouncy with joy. And let's go to the Lord in prayer about your surgery on the 30th. Lord, I thank you, God, for Miss Rosalind, that you will help her to have peace going through the surgery, direct the surgeons, Lord, and the anesthesiologists. Lord, I thank you, God, for quick healing, no complications, and complete wisdom for all these medical people to do what's right for Rosalind, and a speedy recovery in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, this is Christy in Kentucky. I wanted to lift up marriages and families just around the world. Marriages and families are under attack. Addiction, divorce, separation. The enemy is just no respecter of people or places. So I'm asking that we all just lift up marriages, that the Lord would intervene and work to reconcile and restore. Have a great week.